Suite Française by Irène Nemirovsky. Read by Carol Boyd. I dedicate this novel to the memory of my mother and father, to my sister Elizabeth Gilles, to my children and grandchildren, and to everyone who has felt and continues to feel the tragedy of intolerance. Denise Epstein, Irène's daughter. Part 1. Storm in June. Chapter 1. War. Hot, thought the Parisians. The warm air of spring. It was night, they were at war, and there was an air raid, but dawn was near, and the war far away. The first to hear the hum of the siren were those who couldn't sleep, the ill and bedridden, mothers with sons at the front, women crying for the men they loved. To them it began as a long breath, like air being forced into a deep sigh. It wasn't long before its wailing filled the sky. It came from afar, from beyond the horizon, slowly, almost lazily. Those still asleep dreamed of waves breaking over pebbles, a March storm whipping the woods, a herd of cows trampling the ground with their hooves, until finally sleep was shaken off and they struggled to open their eyes, murmuring, "Is it an air raid?" The women, more anxious, more alert, were already up, although some of them, after closing the windows and shutters, went back to bed. The night before, Monday the 3rd of June, bombs had fallen on Paris for the first time since the beginning of the war. Yet everyone remained calm. Even though the reports were terrible, no one believed them, no more so than if victory had been announced.
"We don't understand what's happening."